In a world plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit, get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hair, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Welcome everyone to Game Rage Movies and TV. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Is it even fucking possible to like the Penguin more than Batman? Because I'm becoming a fucking Penguin mark, dude.
Yeah, so am I. I think this might be better. I think it is better than Batman.
Like, it is. It's
altogether.
It's fucking the Godfather with the Batman in the Batman universe. This shit's too good.
It is too good, man. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, the Penguin episode numero dos.
The deuce.
And before we get into that, if you could do us a favor, go to YouTube, Game Rage Magazine. Just fucking hit the subscribe button, all right? We only need 19 more subscribers. And if you don't want us to do some fucking Penguin shit to your ass, or maybe some Riddler shit, maybe we'll blow up some levees in your neighborhood and flood your fucking city, or do some supervillain shit. If you don't fucking give us 19 more subscribers.
We'll do a nicer version of that. We'll just, use a wrench to fucking let fire hydrants spout out water. And then all the neighbor kids will fucking, you know, gather around and shit.
Oh, so we'll just do the good guy version.
Yeah, we'll do the good guy
version. But we'll do it in the winter when it's cold as fuck, so no one want to use it, all right? Like, that's how you gotta make it inconvenient.
Create a sleet of ice.
And then it freezes on the streets and everybody crashes their cars, all right? That's how we're gonna get what we want.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to follow us on social media, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/XGameRageMag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official. Go check out the All Gas No Trash podcast. All right. So as you said, this episode is fucking dense, but let's get into it, guys. So the Penguin goes and fucking visits Maroney. Well, what's his fucking actual name?
Salvatore Maroney.
He goes and visits him in prison again, and he's like, he's pissed.
He's livid. He's like, you motherfucker, you set me up. You're making it look like I did this shit. I don't even know if I want to claim it yet because
this could be bad and start a gang war. And he's like, but you're wearing the ring. I see you got the ring on your finger there, you know? And he's right. So he's like, fuck, man, I guess you're fucking right. And he's like, listen, I know about the shipment with the drops. We're going to fucking do all this. Come on, like, you know, let's go. And so they basically come to an agreement that he's going to feed him the info. They're going to rob the truck and then, you know, go from there. We get Carmine Falcone's brother, Luca, showing up. And now he is the new crime boss. He is now in charge.
Well, let me just say, if this Falcone shit with a new fucking Falcone member ending up being the head of the family every fucking week where they're like dropping like flies, dude, I don't know if this is gonna work for me. Unless that's how mobster shit works, where the next head of the family just shows up every goddamn week because they end up in gang wars and people get wiped out quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll have to see where it goes with this, but it's like, come on, what are we gonna have a new, instead of bad guy of the week, it's gonna be crime boss of the week, like for every fucking episode.
Look, let me get meta, because I know what's gonna end up happening. They're gonna tease constantly that Sophia is gonna be the head of the family, but we need to get through four or five fucking Falcone family members before we get to her. Because there needs to be a payoff. It can't just happen within three episodes. It's probably going to be till the end of the season of her cohorting and plotting and doing all this shit. So I'm just saying that now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Anyways, Sophia is having like PTSD from, you know, Alberto's fucking dead body.
Dude, that scene was fun. I will say, The editing for this fucking show. I'm sorry. What are you looking at your watch for?
My fucking thing's going off. I'm just looking at it to see what the fuck. If there's a ring, are those kids coming back to steal more shit? I don't know. Tune into the BFN episode, Halloween special. You can hear me fucking bitch about kids. Anyways, go ahead.
I think the editing for this show is fucking immaculate, dude. It opened with the penguin, the title card, and then it's got like a little beak in the fucking...
In the G? Man.
And then it does like a black fade out into... Or black fade in and... Black fade out or black fade into the penguin himself with his nose, the silhouette of his nose. And I'm like, this is fucking great. And then you have Sophia Falcone having her little episode or PTSD episode, and she's all bug-eyed and shit. And
dude,
I'm like, man, the madness within her eyes, man, she's fucking crazy.
Dude, this chick who plays her, I gotta get her name to, like,
Christy Milioti.
Dude, man, she's gonna win a fucking, like, I don't know, Emmy or whatever the fuck it is. And if she doesn't, the shit is horse shit. All the award shows are horse shit if she doesn't win one for this. Because this fucking performance, and again, I watched a little bit ahead, but like the next episode, it's even fucking better, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, goddamn. So anyways, we also get to where essentially we find out that, or we see that Francis, which is, that's his mom, right? That's Oz's mom.
Yes.
Yeah, we find out about how she has like dementia or some fucking something to that effect, right?
And the landlord
finds her some shit, right?
And Penguin's kind of like putting it off for a hot minute. He cares about his mother, but like he's doing all this mobster shit, so he can't really take care of her.
Yeah.
So much. So
it's like you gotta have priorities. All
but
right?
She's also making it clear, like, hey, I can't be cooped up in this house. I know you gotta do your shit. And my health is deteriorating, but you gotta be the mobster king.
Yeah. So essentially, we have we also have Sophia. I like how she wants to find out. We have the heist happen, like the drops heist or whatever. And man. Fucking the penguin is like on a dime, man. He just fucking like talks his way out of shit and then also just kills his way out of shit, you know? Like, he's literally this whole thing goes fucking sideways completely because they make him, he's not supposed to be in the van or whatever, right? And so those fucking Falcones, they make his ass fucking like, oh no, you said this was your operation. You lead the operation then. You're in the van. And he's like, fuck, like, I told him not to hit the whatever car he was supposed to be in, like the second car or whatever, because that's the car he was going to be in. And so he's like, fucking shit. So now he's in the van and they're like, they're cracking jokes. I forget what the joke was that he said, but they're like cracking jokes and then bam, shit cracks off. The Maroni guys come in. Everything's popping off. The penguin ends up killing he kills everybody from every both sides in this fucking little incident. Like, he kills people from both sides. He kills the driver, I think it was, or whatever, of the van, who's on the Falcone side. Then there's a guy who comes in from the Maroni side, and someone from the Falcone side, like, see, so he just fucking shoots that dude, and he's like, this is like the Game of Thrones, but like on a fast track. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how in Game of Thrones, it's like, oh shit, like the betrayals and like all this shit. He's doing this like on the fast track, it seems like.
So on fucking roids.
It's on steroids, yeah. And it's fucking, it's good. So after that happens, they end up fucking, the heist goes off or whatever, and Oz gets called in and they're like, he's like, oh, what the fuck, you know, he starts losing his mind or whatever about the whole thing. And basically Sophia's like not convinced. So she hires this Gotham detective who used to be on the payroll of her father. And she's like, listen, I need you to fucking find this dude. And she's like, oh, by the way, I got some payment for you or whatever. You know, take it. So he gives him, this guy's like addicted to the drops or whatever. And so she's like, I need you to find out like whatever behind this, like whoever's behind this or some shit. So this dude fucking go. I wish this guy, this cop, I hope he's like a recurring character in this somehow. And I feel like he needs to be turned into some kind of a villain, like some kind of a Batman villain, because like, yeah, he's addicted to drugs or whatever, but like, he literally goes and kidnaps a dude. Like, he just kidnaps that Irvine guy.
From the hospital.
Yeah, from the hospital. He fucking goes in and he fucking straight kidnaps him and brings him to the party that they're... Or no, it's not the party. It's the funeral for... what's her name? The brother. What's his name? Alberto. And it's like, he brings him to the house to like the after party of the funeral. And so... I think it was right before that we had this little interaction between Oz and Sophia at the actual thing, because Oz was late getting to
the funeral.
Yeah, at the funeral, like procession or whatever, because he didn't show up until like right at the end.
Yes, but he covers by saying that Alberto wouldn't care for this
right.
grand gesture of having like a funeral. It would have been quick and it would have been over with. So he's like, I can't be a part of it.
Right, yeah. So then she gets word that they have something. This guy has something. That's when they go back to the house. So fucking, she's basically like, put this motherfucker in the basement and we're going to get him to talk. Like, here, give him this fucking, that was the funny part. Was this dude even had fucking adrenaline or whatever it was to like wake him up from his fucking drip that he had. And so he's like, oh yeah, just give it to him and it'll hit in like an hour or some shit, I don't know, whenever it wears off. And he's like, all right. So they throw him in the basement, they handcuff his ass to the fucking, I don't know, it's like some fucking machinery or whatever. And the Oz figures out, oh shit, like they got this dude, because the Maronis call him and say like, oh, they kidnapped this dude, Irvod, we need to get him back. And he's like, oh, fuck, like, so now I gotta fucking go on a mission. So he goes, he uses his penguin fucking investigation skills to basically figure out, okay, where he's being held. He fucking finds him and he's like, all right, man, I'm going to get you out of here. All right, don't worry. I'm going to get you out of here. We're going to freeze. You haven't said nothing to him yet, right? And he's like, what have you told him? And he's like, no, I haven't said shit. I had nothing about it. And he's like, okay, all right. He's like, remember, he tells him something like, oh, if they ask you about who the mole is, you got to say, like,
it's
fucking Vidi. And he's like, okay, all right, I'll tell him, I swear. And then he's like, okay. And then something, that's right. Victor was going to put the evidence in the car.
To make
it look like Vidi fucking did the shit.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to put it in the car, and Victor's dumbass gets caught. And it was like the most obvious, hey, what are you doing in my boss's car? Hey, who are you, kid? And he's just like, instead of just leaving the bag in there.
He's explaining himself.
Yeah, he's trying to be like, oh, just, you know, I'm just, it's a thing, I have the keys. Like, he should have just left the bag in there. Because the whole reason they started chasing was they're like, hey, is that his bag? That's his bag. And it's like, it's not even his bag. And they're like, fuck. Like, he could have just left it in the car and then they would have never known the wiser.
Yeah, like, or he could have been like, he's like, I found this fucking info. It looks like the traitor might be Vidi. And then they can go down to the basement and get it confirmed by the fucking dude.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, he fucked up.
He fucked up the whole thing. And so now Oz is like, oh, shit. Like, fuck it. I got to kill this dude. So he fucking just pulls out his knife and he just fucking stabs this dude fuck, right in the chest, kills him dead, and then he bounces. So then Luca finds out that they've got this dude here.
They got a rat.
And, well, he finds out that they got, the rat, and so he's like, oh, you got this motherfucker here? Like, oh, well, let's go fucking ask him and find out who the rat is. So they get there, and it turns out he's dead. So that's when they're like, okay, now we for sure know we got a rat. And we need to know who the fuck it is. So Oz gets into like this fucking like pissing match or this whatever with VD, because VD's like, oh, it's this dude. It's fucking Oz. He's just, for sure it's him. And so they're like, you know what? Check everybody's fucking pockets for the knife because we will find it. And so it turns out, I thought that he planted it on VD, right? But then it turned out that he actually planted it on the other guy who fucking has, I think his name was Castillo. He plants it on Sophia's like number one dude. And she's like fucking pissed and she's like, what the fuck? And she's like, how could you fucking, and then Luca just kills this guy. Just straight fucking shoots him in the head. And Sophia was like, I wanted to do it like to, you know, avenge my brother, like this fucking guy, you know.
Yeah, they keep belittling her because they're like, oh, no, we'll take care of it. No, you're fucking crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. You're like fifth in the family as far as like tier or structure goes in this fucking business. And who the fuck cares what you think?
Yeah, basically. And so then Luca basically says, like, you're out. Like, you're going to fucking Italy or whatever. Like, here's a ticket, right? He says some shit like that about, like, you're going to Italy tomorrow or whatever.
And it's funny because, like, Sophia herself is somebody that's killed 7 people on record. She was known as the Hangman, which is something they brought up frequently when they had the funeral. And there was all these people protesting her. And then also there was this neat little interaction that she has with the cousin, and this cousin has like a daughter. She tells her like, hey, you might want to keep a close eye on her because, you know, how Falcones are with women. They don't fucking last long. You know, he's like, hey, you know, kind of letting her know, if you fuck around with me, I'm going to fucking kill your daughter, you stupid bitch.
So then after that, we get, basically, Oz ends up having to be the one to go fucking dig these graves for Ervad and Castillo. So he makes fucking Victor do it. And he's talking shit to him the whole time. He's like, listen, you motherfucker, if you fuck me again, I'm going to kill you. You're going to be in this fucking grave next time if you fuck this shit up. And he's just like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
And he makes a lie with the bodies. And he's like, I want you to fucking look at him.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty fucking great. And so then he ends up meeting with Sophia. And then basically, they kind of are now going to get into this partnership to basically wipe everybody out.
Like, yeah, she's kind of like at least the Penguin seems like the lieutenant or
to her. That's kind of like where it's going to be. She's going to be the mob boss, and he's going to be like the number two guy, basically, or whatever, or like her top lieutenant or whatever you want to call it. Capo. I don't know what the fuck they call him, but that's what seemingly is going to go down. And what else happened? Anything else happened?
Yeah, there was a few other things. There was a cool Easter egg that was the dirty cop was asking for high drops. He was asking for the drops or whatever from the bartender, and the bartender says take it up with the Riddler or some shit. Mm. I thought that was cool. I don't know what that means for the future, but hopefully we get more of a world building thing happening throughout this series. And then we also have the Penguin starting to build his little militia with the hookers and shit, because his main bitch is like, hey, I know why you asked me for an alibi, because you're the one that killed Alberto, didn't you? He's like, yeah. He's like, well, you're fucking endangering all of us by doing that shit, so I want to know. And then he basically gives her enough money to keep her quiet or, you know, on his side or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're also, like, going to be part of his fucking whole ordeal for when he takes over, which was kind of a neat little moment. And then what other moments were there for... Oh, small character moments between Victor and the Penguin. It's funny because most of them were kind of like food related. When the Penguin's like eating tacos and he's making fucking Victor pick off the cilantro because he says it tastes like soap. But I don't know, man. It's like those little interactions make the character more rounded out. And There was also the, did we already talk about his mother having dementia and shit?
Yeah, we talked about that. She has dementia and he can't really take care of her because he's trying to be a whole crime boss or whatever, and like he can't really do both things.
Yeah.
So.
Shit, I feel like there was something with the Salvatore Moroni. Oh, he meets with Salvatore Moroni's wife because they're already like not trusting him. And that was part of the thing too, was the whole package of like the photos of VD fucking Luca's
wife or whatever.
Luca's wife. He's like, all right, I'm gonna plant this shit on him. So we get the ball rolling, and we'll take care of this and shit. So he's just playing all the fucking sides. He's gonna end up burning himself. I don't know. He's playing with fucking fire at this point.
Yeah.
Banger of a fucking episode, man.
Yeah, it was, man. So far. These have all been great.
Christine Milioti is like competing for, she's a supporting character, and she's just as important as the Penguin. And I'm like, man, this is like two fucking actors going at it, finding out who's going to be the best. If they end up getting an Emmy for both of them, shit, that'd be cool as fuck. But I mean, yeah, Colin Farrell is also doing an amazing job. I don't know how the fuck he got, like, the motherfucker is like a whole different person. He's doing the New York accent. You can't even tell it's him, dude.
I know.
It's fucking insane, man.
It is insane, man. Doing a great job. So I can't wait to keep watching this shit. So anyways, you got anything else to add about this episode?
No, I think I said everything.
All right, cool. Well, anyways, if you want to follow our other shit, go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, where you can like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X Game Rage Mag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.